Just one quick halakha on the laws of Netilat Yadayim. There's a interesting Maran in Siman Dalid, halakha Yud Dalid. Maran writes, Hishkim Kodim Amud HaShachar. If a person gets up before dawn, V'natal Yadav, and he makes Netilat Yadayim, and he can make it with the beracha, Yesh Lestapek Im Sarich Litol Yadav Pam Acheret Kishiyod Hayom. So there's a safek that once Amud HaShachar passes, it's a machloket if he should have to wash his hands again, la'avir ruach ra'a shore'a la yadayim, to get rid of the ruach ra'a, because there's a question, when does the ruach ra'a come? Some opinions hold that it comes at dawn. And therefore, Maran writes, or the Rama writes, v'yitelem belo beracha. And therefore you should wash your hands without a beracha. So that would be a case, let's say, in the times of Silichot, where we're getting up very early, we're getting up before dawn, we made our Netilat Yadayim already at home with the Beracha, and then we're up for the rest of the day. According to Maran, really, one would have to, or try, to make the Netilat Yadayim again after Alot HaShachar. That could be also in the winter months, where a person's getting up, let's say, for class. You're getting up at 5:30 in the morning, at 6 o'clock. In the winter, it's many times before Alot HaShachar. Alot HaShachar can be like at 6:20. And therefore, you made the Yadayim with the Beracha, which is fine. But now, you want to pray Shacharit. You pray Shacharit, for example, at 7 or whatever time you're praying, after Alot HaShachar now. So the Chaora, the proper behavior in this would be to make the Tilat Yadayim again after Alot HaShachar without the Beracha.